Hi, everyone. Welcome to the second annual ARIA Expo here in West Warwick, Rhode Island at the Civic Center. I'm speaking with founder of ARIA, the Association of Rhode Island Authors, Stephen Porter. How are you today, Steve?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Excellent. You've got quite an array of authors here. I remember when you first came to Talkstream Radio, I think there were five of you. And now, what's the headcount?
Our association has 140 published authors registered as members.
Excellent. That is fabulous. And most of them are here today.
They are. We have over 100 authors here today.
Excellent. And this is a free event.
It is.
And you run this once a year now, evidently. This is the second annual. Is there a third in the works?
We've already started talking about it.
Excellent.
So yes, absolutely.
So if you're listening to this and you missed this year's expo, make sure you take advantage next year. Tell us what's going on with ARIA, Steve. I know I've spoken to a couple of authors who said they wrote the book and they had no idea what to do with it. Tell us what you're all about.
And that's the typical experience, is writers like to write, and that, which sounds an obvious thing. And you work your months or years on a particular project, you finish it, and then you turn around and say, okay, now what? I have to get this into bookstores. I need to have this in libraries. I need people to read it. And that's a whole that's a big marketing project that suddenly you realize is sitting in front of you.
Right.
And what our association has been able to do is identify authors as they're writing and once they've published and say, you know what, before you make some mistakes, here are 100 other authors who have done it. And they can talk about how you work with bookstores and how you work with libraries. And the other part of it we started to realize is that our local authors weren't just authors. They were very good authors. And you see that when you walk around this room.
The books are amazing.
Books
and every genre is covered, and the artwork is beautiful. Yeah, this is not amateur hour.
This is not amateur hour. I mean, this isn't somebody who ran down to the copy store printed something with a stapler. These are professionally done books, professionally edited, professionally illustrated on a variety of topics and subjects.
Right. For every age group, every interest, history, children's books. When the author comes to you, they say they've written they've got their book, their loose manuscript. How far do you take them?
Well, as an association, we advise. You know, everybody is in a different place with their understanding of the industry or their understanding of marketing or the internet or all these things they have to worry about. And as an association, we advise. We can tell you, here's some people with very successful websites. Here are some people who do very successful presentations. Yeah, as a nonprofit and as an association, that's what we do best. You know, for example, we have a meeting coming up with a regional director at Barnes & Noble who's going to talk about how their system works, how they work with publishers, how books get on their shelves, how their systems operate, which for an independent author is just invaluable information.
So, Steve, when someone comes to ARIA with their manuscript, say, you can even take them as far as getting the cover for the book.
Right.
And match them up with an illustrator if that's as far as they've gotten. Is that right?
That's right. We have connections through referrals to a number of photographers, illustrators, editors, ghostwriters. So every author typically has a different need, and we try to make that connection.
So really, you're an umbrella for all the authors. You can do everything for them,
right,
pretty much, from, you know, as long as they have written the book. Now, you've actually taken this one step beyond, you and your wife, Dawn Porter, who also has her book out, Searching for Rhode Island, which is excellent children's, and I think adult book as well.
Yeah, and it outsells mine, but we're not talking about that.
Well, I thought it was a great refresher course for me as I was going through it. I said, oh, yeah, I remember that now, which I didn't remember initially. But you started your own publishing company, correct?
Well, we did. I mean, and you know, one, we've always loved books. I've been involved in books and marketing and publishing since the late 90s. So it's an industry that I'm very comfortable in.
Right.
And then I wrote my own novels.
Manasseh was the second book, but Confessions of the Meek and the Valiant was my introduction to you as an author.
Yeah, who knew?
Who knew that?
We didn't know,
yes,
you could write a book.
And two very different books. Which
they are.
Yeah.
And so after writing the books and then kind of reemerging myself back into the book industry, suddenly people started coming to us and saying, well, how did you do that? How did you do this? And we were happy to help them, especially now with the advent of digital books and ebooks, and how do you format them? How do you get them online? how do you get them on all these different platforms for Nook and Kindle and these other machines? So we were able to do those things. And at some point, we looked at each other and said, we like doing this. This is our
passion.
Our passion and our mission. Well, why not build a business around this? And last year, we founded Stillwater River Publications.
I always forget the river. Stillwater River Publications. Okay.
And we've helped 9 independent authors publish this year.
1 year, 9 authors. That's fabulous for your first year. All the same genre or different genres?
Oh, completely different. Completely different genres.
Excellent. What's next for you? What's coming up for ARIA and for Stillwater River Publications?
Well, for ARIA, we're gonna take a break. Putting this expo together this year was a large undertaking. We've had done a lot of preparation and publicity to get us launched.
And for people who missed it, we have posted pictures online, but each author has a nice table. They have a display. They have some have actually merchandise that go along with their books, and they're signing. It's a great gift to buy anyone because it can satisfy any age, any genre loving person, and the books can be signed right at the expo, and it's a great way to meet the author as well.
And here we are, you know, what, 6, 8, 7 weeks outside of Christmas, so.
Right. It's perfect.
Perfect time to get that autographed book.
Excellent.
That special person. So that's where a lot of our authors now are focusing on their Christmas sales. And
will the 3rd annual expo be around the same time next year?
We sure hope so.
Good.
I think we think that just logically, the closer we can get it to the holiday season and Christmas season without interfering with all the bazaars and festivals and parties and things
right.
that go on. So it's
right.
it's kind of we're trying to find that magic date that's best, but
excellent.
This seems to work very well for us.
Excellent. Steve, I have 3 things to ask you. First of all, if I wanted to become a member of ARIA, where do I go? Who do I contact?
The best thing to do would be to go to our website, riauthors.org, and on that site, there are membership forms, and you can also go to our Facebook page, and you'll scroll down and see all the different things that we've done and the
Excellent.
Different activities we've participated in.
And how you've grown.
And how we've grown. You'll see links there to the different authors who are members. And I don't care what kind of book you've written, it fits in with our
Excellent.
Our group.
Definitely. That's a great feature. The second question is, if I've written a book and I want to get it out there to the masses, how do I contact Stillwater River Publications?
We are at stillwaterpress.com, or you can also find my name and links on the ARIA
Stephen
Facebook
Porter.
Page and website.
Okay, and 3rd question. 2 books, Confessions of the Meek and the Valiant and Manasses. I know you're always busy, you know, promoting everyone else's books. We forget to mention your books now, so tell us where we can get your books and what's going on with that.
Sure. My website is probably the best place. Confessions of the Meek and the Valiant. I mean, exceeded all our expectations when that first was released. The ultimate crime thriller romance mystery.
Yep, with a little humor in there as well.
Set on the mean streets of South Boston. And then Manasses, of course, which means Island of the Little God. And is what the Narragansett Indian tribe called Block Island before it was settled.
Right.
Which is a completely different type of book. And was also a winner at the New England Book Festival 2 years ago. Which I was very proud of that. And now trying to find time to finish the 3rd is
oh,
the challenge.
Excellent. Well, make sure I get the first interview. I'm calling dibs on that.
Oh, you got it. You got
okay.
it. Absolutely. I got to finish it first.
All right. Well, I know. Maybe after this expo, you'll actually have some time. Steve Porter, thank you for all you do for the arts, because this is huge. You know, musicians have their forum and artists have their forum, but authors have not had a forum until you hit the scene. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And you guys have been with us right from the beginning.
Yes, we have.
When we were 6 authors, and there were those organizations that recognized right away that this was important. You were one of those, and we appreciate that.
Well, good luck to you, and we wish you great sales today.
That's
How's
the plan.
That? All right,
get
Steve.
Back to my table. Sell all those books.
There you go. Thank you very much. Stephen Porter from ARIA.